ナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーナマン
ダー。I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from one of the letters of Shinran Shonin.I find that this is a particularly meaningful passage for us today as we gather to observe the Mei Shotsuki Hoyo in memory of those who passed away during the month of May. 5月の Shotsuki Hoyo を際して、Shinran Shonin の手紙の一部を拝読しますので、合唱をお願いします。I invite you to join me in 合唱。It is saddening that so many people, both young and old, men and women, have died this year and the last. But the Tathagata taught the truth of life's impermanence for us fully, so you must not be distressed by it. I, for my own part, attach no significance to the condition, good or bad, of persons in their final moments. People in whom Shinjin, the entrusting heart in the Buddha's compassion,is determined, do not doubt, and so abide among the truly settled. For this reason, there and also, even for those ignorant and foolish, and lacking in wisdom, is a happy one. Kotoshi yori mo, nani yori mo, kyounen kara kotoshi ni kakete,老若男女を問わず多くの人々が亡くなっていることは本当に悲しいことですけれども命ある者は必ず死ぬという無常の道理はすでに釈尊が詳しくお説きになっているから驚かれるようなことではありません私自身としてはどのような臨終を迎えようともその良し悪しは問題になりません。信心が定まった人は本願を疑う心がないので諸成就のくらいに定まっているのです。だからこそ愚かで知恵のない私たちであっても尊い臨終を迎えるのですとナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツ Good morning everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。It's wonderful to be here with you today, this morning. We gather to remember those who passed in the month of May. Some passed in recent years, some passed many years ago. For all of us, this is an occasion on which we recall the sadness of parting, as well as remember in gratitude those who have gone forth to the other shore. まあ、今日5月の正月法要というのは、去年であっても数年前であっても5月にお浄土に往生した方々を偲ぶ法要ですのでこの別れの悲しさを思い出す場でもありながらその中の感謝を見つける場でもございます。
I'm glad to say that after many months, I myself am finally free of pain in my back. For many months, I had severe back pain, and I'm finally starting to feel better. And I think the reason that I had this pain for so long was that I refused to go see a specialist.I said, oh, you know, I'll just, you know, go to the urgent care. So I would wait until it was so bad that I could not stand it anymore. Then I would just go to urgent care, and they would give me some strong painkillers, and I would take those, and then like, oh, that's sort of a Band-Aid. But I wasn't really getting better until I finally went around the beginning of this year. I finally broke down and said, okay, I've got to see a specialist.And it's a Buddhist doctor, actually, very kind and caring doctor. He always refers to me as monk or venerable whenever I walk into the office. He's very respectful. I tell him, just call me Henry. He says, no, I've got to show you respect. And so he's very kind, but most importantly, he's a wonderful doctor, and he had a set plan. He said, this is what we're going to do. And one of the first things that he did was give me an injection of a steroid, cortisone steroids, into the area where I was having pain to reduce the inflammation. And it was to me, nothing short of a miracle. He gave me this shot, and 2 days later, I had no more pain. I thought, wow, this is great. It reminded me what a wonderful age we live in, a wonderful age of modern medicine where we can, you know, we have these injections. We can just with one shot, all of your pain and all of your discomfort can just vanish. まあ私はあの今年、まあ去年からちょうど1年ぐらいはあの腰痛があって、で、あのいつももう我慢できないぐらい痛くなったらもうこういう救急のアージェントケア行って、あの強い薬をもらって、でもこういう専門家にずっと行っていなくて、まあ頑固なもんで、あのようやく今年初めに、ね、専門家に行って、あの素晴らしい治療をまあいただいて、で、その一つはあの一つのあのステロイドの注射を打ってもらって、あの、もう打ったらもう2日かかったらもう完全に痛みがなくなるという、もう、なんという、あまあこういう麻药のようなあ素晴らしい薬だったと、まあ本当に恵まれている時代に住んでるんですね、と私が思いました。We live in an age where our medical science is so advanced and so powerful, that, you know,We often see things doctors are able to do. They're able to control situations to make people better. And so we come to think that, you know, there's nothing that our medical situation, medical services can't address.
して、まあ、今の時代ではこの医療でその解決できない、闇がないと思ってしまうことありますね。たまにはそういうふうに思ってしまうことはあります。
And I think that we come to, as we approach the end of life, as our loved ones approach the end of life, we find that we're often going to very heroic measures and that doctors are often able to do wonderful things for our loved ones. And so we're able to create an idea of this is how I'd like to pass away.It's one of the things I had a conversation with someone recently, was talking about doing a advance directive, so that one is able to say before passing away, this is how I would like to go. This is how I would like it to be. I don't want to be hooked up to machines. I don't want to be resuscitated, or I would like...to be given some medication to make me feel comfortable. These are the things that are important to me. These are the treatments I would prefer not to have. And we're able to have some control over the situation and to provide some guidance for our loved ones so that they don't need to worry about, oh, what would you know, this person have wanted? Am I doing the right thing? That we're able to pass down this information.To provide guidance and to provide a sense of this is how we would like it to be. It's a wonderful gift that we can give to our family members.
そしてこういうあの、まあ、病気が大変になる前に今の時代では私こういうふうな治療を受けたいとかこういうふうな治療に受けたくない。例えばこういうあのもし心臓が止まったらそれでいいとか。とかまあ、心臓またあのこう、まあ、あの治療を受けてまた動かそうとしてほしいとかそういういろいろあの自分が決められるから自分が亡くなったらどんな様相になると自分が決められるような時代ですね。
And so we often have a sense that we can have some control, and it's true that we can pass down some guidance for our loved ones.
まあ本当に亡くなったらこういうふうに亡くなってほしいとあの亡くなりたいとかそういうふうに言えるような時代になりました。
At the same time, we often encounter situations where things don't go as expected.That we're not able to, people pass away unexpectedly, or no matter how much we try, we just can't make it go the way that we would like for it to go.
して、まあ、たまに自分が管理できない場合もありますね。私はこういうふうにしてほしいけど、まあ、それができないとか、あの、自分の想像の少ないような状態になることもありますね。
I remember one family that I was very close to at a previous assignment in a temple, and as the father of the family, as his end was drawing near, the family members were very, very concerned about how to make decisions. What would he want to do? And they sat for hours discussing and debating how we would like it to be. They were very, very concerned. But it was interesting to me because the person, the gentleman who was going through the experience of passing over himself was very calm, very collected. He just wanted to sit around and chat with his family members. Up until that point, he'd been a very quiet gentleman with not a lot to say. But as the end drew near, he had a lot to say. He was telling lots of stories, and he would sit and he would speak to his grandchildren for hours in Japanese. And his grandchildren didn't understand Japanese, but they enjoyed just, you know, hearing what he had to say, trying to, you know, just catch as much as they could of the conversation. And as they were concerned and wondering, you know, what do we do, what do we do, his calm finally passed on to the family. And they were able to say, make decisions, often very difficult decisions, but with a sense that this is okay, that grandpa is going to be okay, that dad is okay with what he's going through. And this was a man who'd been living in the Nembutsu for his whole life. He grew up in Hiroshima, was raised by his grandparents there in Hiroshima, and he grew up hearing the Nembutsu, living the Nembutsu, and it was only late in life that he really came to understand the Nembutsu of his grandparents. He said his grandfather was a farmer, not a wealthy farmer, rather a poor farmer, and he worked very difficult, long hours. And at the end of each day, he would come home and sit in front of the Obutsudan. He would chant the sutras. He would say, Naman Dabu, Naman Dabu, Naman Dabu. And then he would go to sit at the table. He would get out a bottle of sake. He'd pour himself a drink. He'd enjoy his banshaku, the custom of having, you know, a nightcap. And he would say, Naman Dabu, Naman Dabu, Arigatai no. He'd say, I'm so grateful, so grateful. And his grandson would look at him and say, what can he be grateful for? His life is so hard. His life is so difficult. And yet he's saying, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful. And then himself growing to become elderly man himself, he lived to the age of 90. In his last days, he would tell this story again and again and say, I finally get it. I finally understand it. Just to have lived this life, just to be alive. This is a truly wonderful gift that I've had. And he too would say, Naman dabu, naman dabu, arigatai no. して私が、まあ前にご縁があった家族のおじいちゃんが、亡くなった時は、家族はどうしようとか、ホスピスに入ってどんな治療をしようとか、いろいろ真剣に悩みながら、何時間も話し合ってどうしようどうしようという気持ちがあって、でもおじいちゃんはその時は普段は無口な方なんですけど、その時はどんどんどんどんと自分の経験話を孫にして、日本語で、孫が日本語はほとんどわからないんですけど、そのままに語って、で一つのその中によく話す言葉は、おじいちゃんが、まあ、その方は広島で生まれで、まあ、こっち生まれで広島におじいちゃんばあちゃんのもとで育たれたんですけど、おじいちゃんが一緒に住んでて、おじいちゃんは農家で大変まあ、見た目で苦しい、貧乏だし、朝から晩まで働いて家に帰って念仏、お仏壇の前に手を合わせて念仏もして、そしてお参り終わったらまあ、つくそこたつのところに行って晩酌をして、酒を飲みながら何万ダブ何万ダブありがたいのと申しますというのは、この方は何がありがたいでしょう、一体何がありたいかは分からなかった。その時は苦しくて大変な人生でも、ようやくその方が自分自身がおじいちゃんになって終わりが近づいたら、
この世の中の終わりが近づいたら何がありがたいのかと気づいたんですね。今までこの世で生きられて、いろいろなありがたいご縁があって、念仏を聞かせて、それがありがたいなと思い、よしおっしゃいました。
So we live in an age of wonderfully advanced medical treatments. We live in an age where we feel like anything can be cured. And yet, sometimes we all eventually will encounter some illness, some medical problem that can't be resolved. So we have to turn to another medicine, another teaching, something that can help us to face that great transmission of crossing over to the other shore.
そして私たちがいろいろな素晴らしい治療が発展されている時代に住んでいるんですけど、いつかみんながそういう終わりに向かい合わないといけない時があるんですね。その時はどこに耳を傾いて、どんな治療があるということですね。
The Buddha is often likened to a great physician. A great physician.
まあ、釈迦様が素晴らしい医者という例えことがあるんですね。
And what is the medicine that he prescribes? The Buddha never promised that he was going to cure our illnesses. He never promised that he was going to keep us from facing misfortune in life. But the Buddha offers us a teaching that allows us to face those most difficult situations with calm and peace of mind.
釈迦様は病気にならないとかこういう教えを従ったら自分の不幸に合わないとか一切言わないんですね。不幸があるでしょうというのは根本的なスタンスですから。でもそういう不幸な時、病気になった時はどういうふうにそういう一番怖いことを向き合えることが仏様の御教えですね。
So he provides the medicine of truth. A medicine of truthAnd it's interesting, I've been reading the writings of Honen Shonin, Shinran's teacher lately, and Honen says that in order to receive the benefit of the medicine of the Buddha, you have to believe it's for you, and you have to believe it's going to work.
そして釈迦様の、仏様の御教え、この素晴らしい薬が自分の闇を切ったら、これはあなたのための薬で効果があると信じないといけないんですね。
We call that 信心, to say that this is what I need. This teaching is what I need, that I have this problem. You know, for months and months, I was telling myself, I don't really have a bad back problem. I'm a young guy, I'm 37. 37-year-olds don't have bad back problems. I'll just, you know, this will get better. And it didn't for half a year, right? Until I accepted that, yes, I need to see a proper specialist and I need to get...proper treatment for this.
まあ私もまあ半年ぐらいは、いや私まだ若い37歳ですから、その腰痛みはまだまだ早いと思って、そういう認めなくてちゃんとした治療を受けないんですね。
We all face some kind of challenges in our life. We all have to face this great challenge of the end of our lives at some point, or the passing of a loved one. That's a great sadness for many people. That's more frightening, right?Like, well, I can accept my own death, but what if this person I'm very close to passes away? Then I have to live on.
そして自分の親しい人が亡くなるのは自分の死より怖いことはあるんですね。私がもう生き残らないといけないんですから、それも怖い。どういうふうに向き合えるのは。
That is this common malady that we all share.
それはみんなが持ってる病ですね。
And we all have the medicine of the Buddha, which provides us with a way to face that with calm.
そしてみんなが仏様の教えがあってから、それを安心して迎えることがあるんですね。
And that's why Shinran says, I don't put much concern in people's last hours. May not go just the way they hope it does. But if they've lived a life guided by the teachings of the Buddha, surely that transformation will bring a great result.
して親鸞聖人がこう亡くなった時はどんな要素であってもそれは私があまりそう心配はありませんというのは、お仏様の死を聞きながらそれに従って生きてこられた人たちは必ずいい結果があるということですね。
The great transformation of We call this being born in the pure land of Amida Buddha. Here we're gathered to remember loved ones who have gone through that transformation. We're brought here to face that reality again, to reflect on our own lives, but also to receive the comfort of the Buddha's teaching, to reflect on this medicine that's there for all of us.
そして今日は亡くなった方を、忍ぶ法要ですね。正月法要です。それは、まあ、その身内の方々が亡くなった、その別れはまた考えないといけないんですけど、その中に、その方々が阿弥陀如来の浄土に往生して仏となったことも、それも確認する場ですね。
So we come here to remember loved ones with feelings, in many cases, of sadness, but also to receive comfort from the Buddha's teaching that they continue to live on for us as Buddhas, guiding us with immeasurable wisdom and compassion in our hearts and minds.
して、こう亡くなった戦亡者方々が仏となって、私たちを常に無量の知恵と慈悲をもって導かれている存在の感謝も見つけることでございます。
I'll conclude here. At this time, I invite you to join me in Gassho and let us together hear the voice of the Buddha's great compassion, the great medicine of the Nembutsu and the primal vow.
本願の薬のである念仏を共に聞きたいと思いますので、合唱したいと思います。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿